This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is a day of rare agreement in Washington, D.C. Agreement in particular about the strategic dilemma that is the Sino-American relationship right now. Political agreement, mostly. Military and national security agreement as well. Economic agreement, too. There are two committee hearings on Capitol Hill today in which China is agenda item number one. One of those hearings in prime time, actually, for easier television viewing. The Biden administration and Congress are working on, among other things, economic tools the United States might use in its relationship with Beijing right now. Trade is on that list. Tariffs, of course, other measures as well. Also, American investment over there. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
For years, China was a free-for-all for U.S. companies and investors. If you wanted to buy stock in a Chinese firm that makes technology used by China's military, no problem. Sam Sachs, a Yale Law School senior fellow studying China tech policy, says there's a long history of
types of international commerce involving these kinds of defense industry companies and their subsidiaries that would probably make the national security community's head spin.
The head spinning prompted the Trump administration to issue a list of Chinese companies that were off limits for U.S. investors. The thinking is you don't want U.S. money going to companies that could turn around and use it to benefit China's military. President Biden has expanded that list to 59 entities, but Sachs says the list only focuses on investments in those companies' stock.
It wouldn't cover a joint venture or a partnership with those companies.
Although U.S. export controls could prohibit that, and that's an approach favored by Weifeng Zheng, a senior research fellow at George Mason University. He says limits on exports to China are more effective than investment bans. Just last fall, the Biden administration announced new restrictions on the sale of U.S. chip technology to China.
I don't think money is what's lacking with Chinese companies. The Chinese government could easily invest a lot of money into these key sectors.
Even so, the Biden administration is under a lot of pressure from China hawks to beef up its investment restrictions. Scott Paul is head of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. He wants the White House to set up a government review board to decide if a foreign investment would be a threat to U.S. national security.
A potential investment would need to be disclosed, and a determination would be made about whether or not the investment would pose a concern.
It's a tricky balance, though. The administration is trying to limit investment in China on national security grounds without overdoing it and affecting the competitiveness of U.S. companies. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.